All right. So crown chakra, focusing your attention on your crown chakra. We're doing it as a group, so it amplifies it for everyone. It's so awesome. Let's go. Feeling the crown chakra open. Feel that entire central line from the crown chakra all the way to the root chakra. It's like a tube of light. It is the central line of your being. Allow yourself to feel how within that central line there is a beam of light. It comes all the way down from source. It goes all the way into the heart of the earth. Your heart is the bridge. Your heart is the center. Right? This is the triple heart connection, right? The heart of God, the heart of your soul, the heart of Gaia. Remembering and recognizing yourself as a pillar, as a bridge, uniting celestial and terrestrial energies together. So feel the crown, feel the root, feel the heart, and feel how you are connected to Source and to Mother Earth. Ooh, intention breath to start tonight. All right, no problem. We're slowly going to increase that pillar. Take slow, deep inhales and exhales. Slow down your breathing as much as you can. Inhaling, you are inhaling all the way into the sacral chakra. Just coming down. Slowly exhaling out of the bridge of your nose. What that does is activate the pituitary glands, which are the third eye glands. So inhaling into the sacral chakra. Exhaling out of the bridge of the nose. And just notice if you feel how it activates the third eye. Couple more times, inhaling into the sacral. I am safe being me. I am safe loving myself. I love and accept myself. Breathing out of the bridge of the nose. I am safe seeing the truth. Inhaling sacral, personal love, I love myself, I accept myself. Exhaling out of the bridge of the nose, third eye, I recognize divine love, I recognize life as it is. I see the truth. I am safe with the truth. Inhaling sacral, exhaling, switch it to the middle of your forehead. Just really feel where you feel your third eye and exhale through it. Okay, inhaling into the root chakra. You're inhaling all the way down into the root. Exhaling, you bring the energy up, all the way up to the crown. It's good to kind of like tilt, like just bring your chin in a little bit to make sure that your head really is straight. So you can really feel where your crown is. Inhaling, bringing the energy down into the root chakra. Exhale, bringing it back up all the way to the root, all the way to the crown chakra. A couple more times, we're doing it really slowly. Sometimes we do intention breath fast, but right now we're doing it slowly. Inhaling down into the root. I'm safe in this body. Exhaling all the way up to the crown. I am safe knowing my divinity. Oof. Two more rounds. All right, when you're ready, your next inhale, you are inhaling all the way down to the core of the earth. Out of the root, all the way into the core of the earth. And when you exhale, you're bringing it back up through your body, through the central line, out of the crown, all the way back up to source. Inhale, bringing the energy back down from source all the way through your body, all the way back into the core of the earth. This is it. This is what it means to be a bridge. This is what it means to be a vessel and a pillar. Inhaling into the root at the core of the earth. Exhaling through the central line all the way back up to source. Blending the energies. All of this goes through the heart space. All right, that's nice and activated. Affirming our clear, positive intention, our clear intent to do this work together, to build our ability to be free and able to respond. Willing to go into the truth that will set us free. To be willing to know, live, and experience true freedom. The freedom to respond. So when you're ready, we're letting all these energies blend together. And when you're ready, on an exhale, you'll simply send that intent out of your heart chakra. Just filling the field, filling the quantum field, not only of our field, not only of our container, filling the quantum field, even beyond the earth. You're a creator being. Sending out that intent to embody the truth that sets everything and everyone free. Woo. Just let these energies keep coming in. You know, that energy from source, it's still flowing into you. The energy from the earth is still rising up in you. The heart is where it blends. The heart is where it churns. The heart is where it's transformed into this synergistic incredible, sacred experience of being divine beings having a physical experience. Wow. I bow to each of us. May we all remember. May we remember. We are here to embody the light. We are here to create more light. Source energy flows into us through the crown. Mother Earth energy upwells into us, grounding us, keeping our body feeling safe and nurtured and loved, allowing that source energy to flow into the crown. Both of these energies gush out through the heart. It's like a fountain of energy coming out through the heart space. We are filled and fulfilled with this energy. We receive this blend, this synergy. We ask Source to teach us to embody all of the light that we are, to teach us to bring the energy frequency of the divine into form, to bring the high frequency into the lower densities. Teach me to be a pillar of life and hold the frequency of ascension, of evolution, of awakening, of true freedom and liberation. Just let that source energy flow in, letting everything we're going to do tonight always be in the name of the light that you are, in the name of what is for your highest good, done in the best possible way, so you can embody more and more light, more and more of your potential. Every single day. That's our formula. It's so simple. Source, do this for my highest good in the best possible way so I can embody my highest potential more and more every day. Asking for discernments. The discernment of reactive and responsive. The discernment of the difference in how that feels in the body when we are in reaction from when we are in response. Now one can percolate a little bit. Let's just give it a chance. The discernment between reactive feelings and responsive feelings. No, this is a good one. Asking for the discernment between raw physical emotion and emotion generated by thought. Raw emotion is physical. It's like a chemical reaction to an event. It's the soft pain, basically. There's other kinds of emotions that are best labeled feelings because it is a mixture of an emotion and thoughts circulating around it that amplify it and make that react. Asking for the discernment between when your body reacts to an emotion that is stuck within the energy bodies from an emotion that is generated and created by the mind, by the judgment. This isn't like, we're not doing cognitive downloads, right? So it's like, we're downloading it into the cells. It's like we're allowing universal intelligence to bypass the rational intellectual mind and actually bring the information deeper into us, deeply into the cell, the cellular intelligence. That's the intelligence we want able to respond. Asking for the discernment between soft pain and hard pain. The raw emotional pain. From the pain that we generate, the suffering that we generate. Oh my God, that's it. Boom. Discernment between emotional pain and suffering. Suffering is generated by the mind. Okay, that's a good one. I would redo that one like 10 times. The discernment between pain and suffering. Stay present. Just let the energy flow in through the crown. It flows down through your body. It flows up from the earth. The heart space is where it meets. You allow the energy to come out of your heart. You allow that blend. It's like grounded essence. You allow it to come out through your heart. The clear discernment between pain and suffering. between soft pain and hard pain. Asking Source to teach us what it feels like when we are releasing an energy block, when we are holding the space and allowing the energy block to come up through our central line, to come up through our head, to come up through the crown to be released. Asking Source to teach us what that feels like, so we can really tell the difference between when we are fully releasing and when we are actually recycling. Teaching us the discernment between releasing and recycling. The discernment between releasing and recycling. Allowing something to be released from your field, as opposed to something coming up and getting caught up in the thoughts, caught up in the reactions. Feels very different in the body. Let's literally ask Source to give a direct experience of that right now. Asking Source to help you hone into a place where there is an energy block in you. It's either kind of like cloudy in the emotional body, or it's a little bit more like mucus-like in the body related to the heart chakra. Just, you don't need to like fine-tune and be able to see it properly, just feel. Asking Source and your body and your cellular intelligence to participate to this process and allowing you to feel where you are holding an energy block, a place where there's energy that's trapped, not circulating. Asking Source to help you with this, to help you bring energy into this, to help you bring it back into the central line. And slowly, it's being called to come up through the central line. Just slowly, it's almost like it's being sucked up in a very gentle way. No blocked energy wants to remain that way. It's just stuck that way. It's not able to undo the state it's in. But we can, with our loving attention and our loving intention, to feel where it is, to be willing to hold it, feel what it's holding, some kind of raw, very simple emotion. It's not complicated. Maybe it's just like fear, or like shudder, or even terror. Maybe it's the kind of anger that scares us to even admit it's there. Whatever it is, it's a flavor, it's a frequency. And we're just like, allowing it to come back in the central line where it can receive food, the nurturing, that earth energy, nurturing it, giving it new energy, and that divine energy, just flooding it with love and consciousness, asking Source to teach us what it feels like when we release it up the central line. Up the central line. Really asking Source to support you in this process so you can feel what it feels like as it's coming up the central line. It's like as it gets closer and closer to like the throat area, as it goes into the part of the central line that goes through the brain structure. Just playing this game here. It's like it's a game. It's like we're playing. Teach me what it feels like. Teach me what the example of this energy that I'm feeling as it comes up so gently, so effortlessly. It comes up through the central line, through the heart, through the thymus, through the throat, into the middle of the brain. No thought, not allowing anything to get triggered, love, awareness, gentleness, responsiveness, up, 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 allowing it to come up all the way to the crown. Allowing it to come out through the crown. Allowing it to be released. Up it goes into the light, into Source. Witnessing, gazing, watching a patch of blocked energy finally be released up to Source. receiving all the nutrients and the love and the consciousness and the frequency that it needs. Most of the places in the structured bodies, it's almost always in the mental body, but it can also be in the etheric body. What we just worked on, that's what's in the unstructured energy body. It's like it's cloud-like or mucus-like. The actual damage that leads to the formation of that little cloud-like dense energy, the actual damage is in the structured bodies. So now we just ask Source to help us heal and restore our structured energy bodies to their optimal state of health in relation to the energy block that's been released. You might notice you feel something at a specific place. And even if you don't, it's okay. You're playing. You have to be weary sometimes of needing to feel it too clearly, because then sometimes it's the ego getting involved in the process too much. It's like that's why we ask Source to do it for our highest good in the best possible way. We're not telling it how to do it. We're not telling it where to go. We're not telling it what to do. We are surrendering and opening up to the process. Allowing any work that needs to be done on the structured layers of your energy field where there was damage related to the energy block that was released. We ask that it be done now, here, in the best possible way for our highest good, so we may embody more and more light every day. Whatever core star energy was trapped within there, allow it now to come back into the core star. And this too, we're doing Source work tonight. We're allowed to just ask Source, help me feel, teach me and help me feel what it feels like when my core star receives the essence energy that was trapped in wounds. That core star, three fingers above your belly button. Feel where it is. Give yourself the right now to feel what it feels like. When core star energy comes, when that energy comes back into it and that light gets bigger, that core star gets brighter. This is how we create more light. Just feel that core star. I want to teach you a cool little trick tonight. That core star energy, you can well it up. You can upwell it up from the core star into the heart chakra and beam it out. That's how you feed your auric field directly with it. Allowing that core star energy to flow up and come out of your heart chakra 360 degrees throughout all of your body, all of your cells, all of your auric field, activating every single miniature core star in every single cell of your physical and energetic bodies. Like try to bring it on all the way. Try to feel yourself breathing in the core star, breathing into the core star of every cell, and bringing that core star energy up into and through the heart chakra. Asking Source to be fully reconnected to the benevolent energy of the universe here, now, through every single cell, through every single manifestations of the core essence energy in you. Source, fully reconnect me to my divine essence that already flows through all of me. Ooh, yummy. Ay, 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 ay. Ooh. Letting all this flow in you, all this energy flow, just letting it flow. Got source energy pouring into you from the crown down the body. We've got earth energy upwelling up through the root, up into your body. You've got core star beaming out. You've got every single cell with their little sun, just bright. You've got your heart chakra fully expanding, bringing that core star essence throughout all the aura. All of this is going on at the same time. Your consciousness can do all of this at the same time, no problem. If you find it hard to follow, that's because the mind's trying to do it. And what a good discernment to ask as we complete our work tonight around this, the discernment between doing the work with our consciousness as opposed to trying to do the work with our mind. The discernment between doing it versus thinking or doing it. Doing it with our being as opposed to doing it with our head. Phew. Softly, 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 asking for integration. Just letting all that energy flow around. You can even softly come back to that intention breath, just softly. You're just having fun moving around with your consciousness and your energy bodies and your physical body and your mind and your emotions. And this is about joyful soul expansion. Inhaling, just bringing your conscious awareness down into your belly. Exhaling, bringing it up into your head. Inhaling, bringing it down into your belly. Exhaling, bringing it up through your head. Inhaling, bringing it down past your root chakra. Inhaling, bringing it up just a bit past your crown. Up and down. Inhaling, feeling the pull downwards. Exhaling, pushing it upwards. Inhaling, bringing it all the way down into the core of the earth. Exhaling, bringing it all the way up to source. Just having fun with this. It's like inhaling, woo, here I go down to the core of the earth. Exhaling, woo, like a rocket ship, all the way up to source. It's like a wave. You are consciousness. Take whatever shape you want. Slowly but surely, nice big inhale all the way into the core of the earth. Exhale, bringing it up through the heart chakra, grounding the work. Integration, sending it outwards. This is me. This is my frequency. Sending it out into the quantum field. Offering it. It's an offering to all of the consciousness. Beautiful. Just taking your time. No rush. Coming back to center. Well, you can't really be more centered than this, but I mean, coming back to your physical body, coming back to the space that you're in, taking a sip of water if you have some close by, slowly wiggling your body, moving your neck a little bit, making sure your body receives all of this.